आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। गवर्नमेंट लॉन्चेस काउंटर टेररिज्म पॉलिसी, प्रहार एमिंग टू क्रिमिनलाइज ऑल टेररिस्ट एक्टिविटीज एंड डिनाई एक्सेस टू फंड्स। Election Commission to hold National Roundtable Conference with State Election Commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Air ambulance en route to Delhi from Ranchi crashed in Chatra district of Jharkhand. All 7 persons on board killed. India's ambassador to Israel, J.P. Singh, says New Delhi and Israel on the same page against terrorism. Terms Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to Israel as historic. At least 25 members of Mexican National Guard troops killed in retaliatory violence after killing of drug lord. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeats Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 group clash in Mumbai. The Minister of Home Affairs has unveiled the country's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines the comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats. PRAHAR stands for Prevention of Terror Attacks to Protect Indian Citizens and Interests. Responses which are swift and proportionate to the threat posed, aggregating internal capacities for achieving synergy in a whole-of-government approach, human rights and rule of law based on processes for mitigation of threats, attenuation the conditions enabling terrorism, including radicalization, aligning and shaping the international efforts to counter terrorism, and recovery and resilience through a whole-of-society approach. We have more from a correspondent.
To build consensus on the understanding of terrorism and the rights of victims of terrorism, India will continue to work for a comprehensive framework on international terrorism. It will pursue its counter-terrorism policy and strategy Prahar, which aims to criminalize all terrorist acts and deny access to funds, weapons and safe havens to terrorists, their financiers and supporters. India will continue its efforts together with the international community to counter the global challenge of misuse of information and communications technology for terrorist purposes. Besides, investment in technology and partnerships with private enterprise have been included to mitigate futuristic terror threats. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. The Prime Minister is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, in Tel Aviv. Later, a series of programs will be held in Jerusalem. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has termed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Israel as historic. Talking to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh said India and Israel are on the same page on the issue of terrorism.
On terrorism front, India's policy is very clear. As Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has already said many times, that we have zero tolerance policy on terrorism. In this particular front, I think India and Israel are on the same page. And whenever there has been a crisis, both the countries stand with each other.
Mr. Singh said when Prime Minister Modi visited Israel in 2017, both the leaders had laid the foundation for the strengthening of bilateral ties. He further added the time has come to build on the strategic partnership and taking it to a new phase. Giving information of PM Modi's visit, he said several agreements will be signed after the talks between both Prime Ministers.
Prime Minister will be addressing Knesset. This will be the first address by any Indian Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the first Prime Minister to address the Knesset. It's going to be a very important speech. Through the Knesset, Prime Minister will be addressing the Israeli as well as the Indian citizens. And I think the whole of Israel is going to watch. And his speech will focus on various areas of cooperation.
We have more details from our correspondent Dheeraj Kakaria in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be arriving in Tel Aviv, the Israeli capital city, on a two-day state visit tomorrow, that is from 25th February 2026. Immediately after landing in Tel Aviv, the Prime Minister will be holding a private meeting with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. Rest of all the programs of the Prime Minister are organized in Jerusalem only. On day one, the main program is to address to the Israeli parliament Knesset. Narendra Modi will be the first Indian leader to address the Israeli parliament. He will will also be participating in a community event where he is likely to interact with the people of Indian origin settled in Israel. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to take part in tech exhibition. Day 2 will begin with the visit to Yad Vashem. It is a Holocaust memorial. More than 6 million Jews were killed by Nazi in the Holocaust episode. List of more than 5 million Jews, those who were killed, in which more than 1.5 million children were also there. Their list is made in form of a book. Prime Minister will be watching this book. Thereafter, he will depart for a meeting with President Mr. Isaac Herzog. After bilateral talks with President, the Prime Minister will be having an extended meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. Both leaders will be finalizing the documents of agreement and exchange of agreements in presence of both leaders. After this, Prime Minister is scheduled to depart for Tel Aviv and therefrom for India.
The Election Commission will today organize the National Roundtable Conference of ECI and the State Election Commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Roundtable Conference has been held after a gap of 27 years. The last such conference was held in the year 1999. The Roundtable Conference will be chaired by the Chief Election Commissioner, Gyanesh Kumar, in the presence of Election Commissioners, Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. State Election Commissioners of all states and union territories will participate along with the legal and technical experts. Besides, Chief Electoral Officers of all the states and union territories will also attend the conference. We have more from a correspondent.
The primary objective of the Roundtable Conference is to foster synergies in the functioning of Election Commission and State Election Commissioners with respect to electoral processes and logistics within their legal frameworks. The deliberations are expected to provide a platform for constructive exchange of ideas and reinforce the spirit of cooperative federalism in electoral management. During the day-long conference, discussions will focus around sharing of technology, EVMs and electoral rolls, besides strengthening of electoral processes. Senior officers of the Commission will make presentations on key technological and operational initiatives, including the recently launched ECINET digital platform and its transformative potential in streamlining electoral services. Presentations will also highlight robustness, transparency and safeguards of the electronic voting machines. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Artificial intelligence is steadily evolving into a foundational pillar of rural transformation in India, not merely as a technological intervention, but as an integrated public infrastructure aligned with inclusive development goals. Through a combination of strategic vision, governance safeguards, digital public infrastructure, multilingual platforms and sectoral integration across agriculture, healthcare, education, skilling and local governance, AI has been institutionalized to augment human capacity rather than replace it. We have a report.
By strengthening service delivery, supporting data-driven governance, and integrating marginalized communities into formal systems, artificial intelligence is emerging as a foundational driver of inclusive rural development in the country. Integration of AI within Panchayati Raj institutions, digital public infrastructure, and welfare systems is enhancing transparency, efficiency, planning, and grassroots participation. With platforms like Sabhasar, eGram Swaraj, Gram Manchitra, AI Co, AI is strengthening last-mile service delivery, reducing structural inequalities. Artificial intelligence is also playing a central role in expanding language access and inclusion, especially in rural, remote and tribal India. Multilingual and voice-enabled platforms such as Bhashini, Bharatgen and Adivani are reducing linguistic and literary barriers. National missions, sectoral initiatives, state-led innovations and initiatives like the India AI Impact Summit reflect a coordinated shift towards scalable, people-centric AI aligned with the vision of a developed India. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Jharkhand, all 7 persons on board an air ambulance were killed after the aircraft crashed near Simaria in Jharkhand's Chatra district last evening while en route to Delhi from Ranchi. The crash took place shortly after the aircraft operated by Redbird Airways Private Limited took off from Ranchi Airport at 7:11 p.m. According to top official, all 7 on board the air ambulance were killed in the crash. The plane was on the way to Delhi from Ranchi and the bodies of all the 7 persons on board have been retrieved. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 4-day visit to Maharashtra, Jharkhand and Rajasthan from today. The President will inaugurate the nationwide campaign, Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat, being organized by P.D. Hinduja Hospital at Lok Bhavan, Mumbai today. In Mexico, at least 25 members of the National Guard military police were killed in retaliatory violence in the state of Jalisco after the killing of a drug lord. Unrest has erupted in at least 20 states since Nemesio Osengueres Cervantes, better known as El Mencho, died in custody yesterday shortly after being captured by Mexican special forces. The U.S. has offered a $15 million reward for information leading to his arrest. Bangladesh Home Minister Salahuddin Ahmed has ordered a fresh review of all cases filed after 5th August 2024 following the fall of the Sheikh Hasina's Awami League government, saying the move aims to protect innocent citizens from harassment. Speaking to reporters after a three-hour meeting with heads of departments and law enforcement agencies at the Secretariat on Monday, the minister said police had been instructed to re-examine the lawsuits and submit a report to the government. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Against a target of 255 runs set by West Indies, Zimbabwe scored only 147 runs in 17.4 overs. Put into bat first, West Indies scored 254 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, England to take on Pakistan in a Super 8 Group 2 match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. This 45th match of the tournament is scheduled to take place at the Pallakkale International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka, starting at 7 p.m. local time. In a landmark moment for cricket in Jammu and Kashmir, the J&K's cricket team is set to face formidable opponents Karnataka in the first ever final of the prestigious Ranji Trophy today. The final will be played at the KSCA Hubli Cricket Ground, Hubli in Karnataka, at 9:30 a.m. Karnataka will be aiming to secure an 8th title, while Jammu and Kashmir is chasing its maiden crown. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Abhishek. The release of the country's first ever anti-terror policy is noticed by most of the dailies. Centre unveils 7-pronged counter-terror policy, Prahar, reports Hindustan Times. Modi's visit to Israel will help deepen partnership, leads the statesman, about Prime Minister Modi's visit to Israel later this week. PM writes to West Bengal, says change is inevitable, states the pioneer. The Hindu quotes the Prime Minister as saying waiting for opportunity to serve people of Bengal. Kim Jong-un re-elected ruling party chief at rare North Korea Congress, says the Economic Times. The Times of India, quoting the Allahabad High Court, says UP conversion law doesn't bar interfaith union. The Statesman, in its editorial piece, Voter Roll Trust, writes that in many democracies, the most fragile infrastructure is not a bridge or a power line, but the voter roll. It is the ledger that decides who exists politically and who does not. When that ledger becomes contested, the dispute is never merely administrative. It becomes a test of trust between institutions that are supposed to check and balance one another. West Bengal is now living through such a test. Delhi plans e-bike Didi scheme to offer safe rides to women tourists, reports Hindustan Times. Passengers welcome IRCTC's e-pantry meal booking service, states the pioneer. And finally, Lakshmi Priya Devi's debut Manipuri film Boong wins BAFTA for Best Children's and Films Film. Family Film reports the Indian Express. The paper writes that bringing Manipur to world stage rooted in a place which is very troubled, ignored. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government launches counter-terrorism policy Prahar, aiming to criminalize all terrorist activities and deny access to funds. Election Commission to hold National Roundtable Conference with State Election Commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Air ambulance en route to Delhi from Ranchi crashed in Chatra district of Jharkhand. All 7 persons on board killed. India's ambassador to Israel, J.P. Singh, says New Delhi and Israel on the same page against terrorism, terms Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to Israel as historic. At least 25 members of Mexican National Guard troops killed in retaliatory violence after killing of drug lord. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeat Zimbabwe by 107 runs in Super 8 group clash in Mumbai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.